This story I'm going to tell you is a fact with my hand up if I had to die. Me and old Mabel, I'm going to let Geraldine rest a little bit tonight. I'm going to tell you something that happened to me and my wife, Mabel. Both of us are kind of out of the woods, and we don't mind admitting that. But we went to New York with some real classy people, some business people we knew, who took us out to dinner, they called it. But it was night, so me and old Mabel called it supper. But took us out to the finest restaurant we was ever in our life. And what I'm going to tell you right now is an absolute fact with my hand up. In the very beginning, when we went in this place, I felt about as out of place as the Queen of England would have felt at a chitlin cookout. The folks I was with was real class, and I just ain't class. You know, class is people that knows a whole lot of different things about a whole lot of different things, and I don't know all that much, but they was real classy people, and I picked up a menu, and my friend said, this is on us, and I'm ordering. He said, we're going to have the specialty of the house. In a little while, waiters started coming and bringing just different things to us. And in the very beginning, they brought us a little ice cream about the size of your thumb in a little cone and just handed it to us in a napkin. And I standing there looking at that thing. You know, I never have had a little bitty tiny ice cream like that, especially for a eat. And I didn't understand, and my friend realized I didn't. He said, now, Wendy, he said, what that is? He said, that's sorbonate or something, he said. And he said, what it's for is to open up your palate. Well, I watched them, and they kindly wiggled it around. And see, I didn't even know I had a palate. I watched them wiggle it around in their mouth, so I wiggled it around in my mouth, and they kept bringing food. In a little while, here come a string of waiters. Now, let me explain this. Some friends of the Goldsteins from up in Connecticut that done business with them was there, too. So there's six of us in all. In a little while, here come these waiters with big old platters about this big after they done brought us everything in the place. With six big old lobsters that was absolutely as big as the platters, and it was eyeballs and all. Sit them things down in front of us. Now, I don't think there's any question that me and my wife, Melba, have both seen lobsters. You know, in the movies or in a picture somewhere. I know we've seen, but never on our plate. And never looking at us. But there that thing laid, and I was trying, since I didn't know what that little bitty ice cream about the size of your thumb was, I didn't want to come off too stupid. So I was trying to be kind of cool about that big old lobster. But then I realized my wife. Now, my wife don't pull no punches, and she don't eat nothing strange. And I just knew she was going to embarrass us and make us all look bad. And I kind of glanced over there at her, and I saw her looking down at that thing, and it was looking back up at her. And I knew any minute she was going to say the wrong thing. So with a lot of music going on in there and a lot of talking going on, I just leaned over in her ear, and I said, "Don't hit it." I said, "I'm pretty sure it's dead." And then I leaned back up, hoping and praying that she'd just sit there and look at it and nothing else. In a little bit, I felt her leaning over to me. And she said, "I'm going to tell you something, boy. And I'm going to tell you one time." She said, "There's two things in this world I don't eat. One of them is cat, and the other is whatever that is looking at me." So we sit there, and let me tell you this, they sit them lobsters down, and I knew that I had to make my family look good if I could. I knew she wasn't going to do it. So I looked down there, and they brought a bunch of little tools with it. So I very carefully watched my friends, the Goldsteins. I watched my buddy when he picked up this thing, and he cracked that thing open. And then he took a little tool and he kind of split it apart, took a funny looking little fork and stuck in there and wiggled it around, pulled it out, dipped it in the butter and eat it. I cracked mine open, took my funny little fork, dug mine, and a little while I done eat every bit of it up, and I was looking like I knew what I was doing, feeling real good about it. And in a little while, the strangest thing happened. I never had had this happen to me before, but then I never had been in a restaurant like that before. They come in there and eat by each one of our platters. They sit down a little bowl about that big around, full of liquid. It was kind of pink looking. I never did figure out if the stuff in there was pink or if it's just a pink bowl that made the stuff look pink. But they sit it down there, and I thought to myself, now I'm going to try not to look like an idiot with this. First of all, I said, I'm going to be the first one to move along with it. I'm not going to wait and let them see me watching their finger. So I picked that thing up, and when I got it about... when I got it about 2 inches from my mouth, I looked over there in my buddy's eyes and realized that I'd gone to the wrong part of my body with that bowl. But before you think that I am an out and out idiot, think about it just a minute. Now, the very first thing they brought us in that restaurant was that little bitty ice cream about the size of your thumb with sorbonate in it to rub around in your mouth and open up your palate. Don't it make sense that the last thing they'd bring you was a little bowl of pink stuff to drink and close your palate back up? They didn't bring no spoon, so I knew I wasn't supposed to spoon it out. They didn't bring no straw, so I knew I wasn't supposed to suck it out. So I picked it up to sip it out. But I knew I was wrong. And so I watched them all real close. And the first thing I know, they're all dipping their fingers in there, washing their hands in that little bowl of warm liquid. And there I'm sitting with mine up at my mouth. So I looked over there at them and I said, nah. I don't think I'll wash my face right now. I'm just going to wash my hands with y'all.
That was Wendy Bagwell talking about those fancy restaurants. Have you ever been to one? I've been to one a time or two. Here's Leslie Gore with It's Judy's Turn to Cry.
I'm not afraid to die.
I'd like to thank you for listening to The Jason Kirkman Show, and I'd like to thank all of the stations that carry the program. There's 88.9 FM KHII out of Cloudcroft, New Mexico, our anchor station, and 97.5 FM out of Alamogordo, New Mexico, our sister station. Also, the Leading Edge Radio Network out of Dallas, Texas, Oldies Radio 104.3 WVPV, that stands for West Virginia's Proud Veterans, and they're proud to be first in Ritchie County, right there in Cairo, West Virginia. Also, AM 1290 out of Vancouver, Washington, OldiesRadio88.com, and RememberWhenRadio.com, both of those are out of Columbia, South Carolina. Out of the beautiful islands, Hawaiian Pacific Radio, and out of Florida, Q-Star Radio. Also out of Occidental, California, KOWS Radio 107.3 FM. And out of beautiful Clay, West Virginia, WYAP 107.7 FM. Out of San Francisco, AM 1700 Radio Richmond. Also out of Ringgold, Georgia, AM 520 The Loop and 88.1 WCPR. Also, Andrews Community Radio out of Andrews, North Carolina. Out of Denver, Colorado, just a little north of me, Classic Hits, 1630 AM. And out of Dark County, Ohio, Dark Classics Radio. And our European cousins, The Music Player Yesterday, out of the United Kingdom. Thank you all so much for carrying The Jason Kirkman Show. To check out all of their websites, all you have to do is check out my website at jasonkirkman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N, and click on the links in the upper left side of the homepage. You're listening to The Jason Kirkman Show. Let's get back to all the fun right now.
I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He said that... I told the witch doctor you didn't love me true. I told the witch doctor you didn't love me nice. And then the witch doctor he gave me this advice. He said that ooh ee ooh ah ah ting tang wa la bing bang. Ooh ee ooh ah ah ting tang wa la bing bang. Ooh ee ooh ah ah ting tang wa la bing bang. Ooh ee ooh ah ah ting tang wa la bing bang. You've been keeping love from me just like you were a miser, and I'll admit I wasn't very smart. So I went out and found myself a guy that's so much wiser, and he taught me the way to win your heart. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to say. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to do. I know that you'll be mine when I say this to you. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. You've been keeping love from me just like you were a miser, and I'll admit I wasn't very smart. So I went out and found myself a guy that's so much wiser, and he taught me the way to win your heart. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to say. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to do. I know that you'll be mine when I say this to you, oh baby. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang. Come on and ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang.
That was David Seville with The Witch Doctor. Here's Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band with That Old Time Rock and Roll.
Just take those old records off the shelf. I sit and listen to them by myself. Today's music ain't got the same soul. I like that old time of rock and roll. Don't try to take me to a disco. You'll never even get me out on the floor. In 10 minutes I'll be late for the door. I like that old time of rock and roll.
In April of 1844, Edgar Allan Poe walked into the offices of the New York Sun newspaper carrying a 5,000-word document that chronicled one of the most sensational pieces of news in recorded human history, that Thomas Monck Mason, the famed aeronaut and flutist, William Samuel Henson, the inventor of the first patented steam-powered airship, the famed novelist Harrison Ainsworth, and five others had flown a balloon from England to the United States, crossing the Atlantic Ocean approximately 3,900 miles in a mere 75 hours, landing on Sullivan's Island, South Carolina. The only real problem with this amazing news article, which gave detailed accounts of the vessel used to make the historic voyage, descriptions of the balloon's design and its propulsion system, steering mechanisms, and journal notes by the aeronauts, was that all of it was a fabrication perpetrated by the infamous Edgar Allan Poe. The account of the epic journey which had been provided by Poe was printed in the New York Sun on April 13, 1844. 170 years later, the incident is still known as the Great Balloon Hoax.
Bonnie and Clyde were pretty-looking people, but I can tell you people, they were the devil's children. Bonnie and Clyde began their evil doing one lazy afternoon down Savannah way. They robbed a store and hightailed out of that town. Got clean away in a stolen car and waited till the heat died down. Bonnie and Clyde advanced their reputation, made the graduation into the banking business. Reached for the sky, sweet talking tried would holler as Bonnie loaded dollars in the jewelry bag. Now one brave man, he tried to take them alone. They left him lying in a pool of blood and laughed about it all the way home. Enemy number one, running and hiding from every American lawman's gun. They used to laugh about dying, but deep inside them they knew that pretty soon they'd be lying beneath the ground together, pushing up there just to welcome the sun and the morning dew. Reliable information, a federal deputation laid a deadly ambush. When Bonnie and Clyde came walking in the sunshine, a half a dozen carbines opened up on them. Bonnie and Clyde, they lived a lot together, and finally together, they died.
Well, friends and neighbors, it's time to wrap up this fantastic hour, and I sure hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have. For me, it's all about bringing back that nickel soda pop. Not the beverage, but the concept about the way of life we used to enjoy across this great country of ours. Remember that special time you shared with that special someone? I always do when I hear songs like this. What a sweet song to close out on. Coming up, here are the Drifters with Under the Boardwalk. And say, why don't you take those kids for a walk this week? Maybe down to the local hot dog shop or the ice cream parlor. I will see you next time on this fantastic station. You've been listening to The Jason Kirkman Show.
Oh, when the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot you wish your tired feet were fireproof, under the boardwalk, down by the sea, yeah, on a blanket with my baby's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun,
under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking above,
under the boardwalk,
we'll be falling in love.
Under the boardwalk, boardwalk,
from the park you hear the happy sounds of a carousel. Can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell. Under the boardwalk, down by the sea, yeah, put a blanket with my baby's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun,
under the boardwalk,
having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking above,
under the boardwalk,
we'll be falling in love.
Under the boardwalk, boardwalk.
Blanket with my baby's around me.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun,
under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking above,
under the boardwalk,
we'll be falling in love.
Under the boardwalk.
The Jason Kirkman Show is underwritten by todaysfullerbrush.com, an American tradition of supplying homes and businesses with cleaning products since 1906. www.todaysfullerbrush.com.